Yo, what is up, everyone? It's your boys, Jimmy Daz and Defa. All right, lads.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you had a nice weekend?
Oh, it's beautiful, mate. We're just
Oh.
saying, what a difference it makes when the old sunshine comes out. It
Yeah, man. Beautiful. Beautiful
is
time.
it's not that horrible sweltering heat. It's that just right heat. Yeah, man.
Goldilocks heat.
And what better
Yeah.
way to celebrate the beautiful weather than by sitting in a sweltering hot room talking about death metal? Because to right back when we started the podcast, it must be 3 years ago, mustn't it, since we did the first one. We did a death metal mixtape episode where we just chatted through a whole bunch of our favorite tracks from the genre, basically. And that episode recently has had like a massive surge of plays and downloads. To the point where it's now our top played episode. I mean, I don't really
Crazy.
know
Yeah,
how
it's actually
this is
insane.
like in the last month or two just skyrocketed, but we're thankful that it has. So yeah, cheers. So on the back of that, we thought we'd do a volume two for you. So we'll be chatting through 25 death metal dingers this evening. Fresh some fresh new tracks, some classics in there. Compiling a killer mixtape, basically. There'll be a link to the playlist in the episode description, and we'll put a full track list in along with the episode art up on the socials. So we discussed this last time, but it's worth touching again. There was like a real art to compiling a mixtape. Were you boys did you boys used to did you boys used to bang a lot of them together back in the day? Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
the way forward, wasn't it?
you know I did all the time.
You know,
Me and
and you
you were
know
always
what?
turning up, weren't we, Def? With sorry, that's gone.
Did you write your stuff on there? Like, you know, when you got the little lines, you could barely like fit it in. Like,
Yes,
ah,
mate.
like, oh
Always.
yeah,
Mate. Like, but my mistake is I used to go big on the first couple of tracks, and then I'd get down and be like, oh shit, and then
What's that track? Yeah, what's the
I used to like draw logos on and stuff. With biro on the back and on the like spine of the tape and things.
Yeah.
Quality, mate.
Ah, oh, kids will never know these days, mate. That's it.
Great times. We were always turning up at school with a new mixtape, Def, weren't we?
Always, mate. That's how we lived, mate. That was a great era, mate. Mixtape era was the best era for metal, mate.
Yeah,
Did you guys
quality,
have a
mate.
Walkman? Oh, mate.
Oh,
Mate.
mine was I had a Sony one, mate, and lasted me for fucking years.
That's quality, mate. That's why.
With the old bass boost and
Yeah,
everything else
the
as well.
little equalizer, little equalizer thing on the front. I don't know if it done anything, but
Always
yeah.
just used to love like clipping it out, chucking the tape in and clicking it in. You know, there was a thing, a real thing to that. That little
Almost like,
sound, mate. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
almost like smokers when they get the Zippo. You know, they click it
Yeah,
open,
yeah, yeah.
flick the flint. It's a similar sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
Such a
like an audio
satisfying.
orgasm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so satisfying noise, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So as we discussed last time, one of the most important things banging a mixtape together was the opening track. So for the opening track of this, I've gone with a tune that came out this year. Gate Creeper, Caught in the Treads is kicking off this mixtape. An absolutely devastating 3 minutes and 35 seconds that, like, to me is destined to go down as a death metal anthem for the ages, this track.
But you're right.
Yeah, man. And the reason I put it in as the opening track is because this wastes no time, this tune. Within 10 seconds, you're locked into that fucking huge juggernaut groove. There's lovely little mellow death flourishes in the guitar work on here. And we've been lucky enough to see this tune live. But that midsection with the where it
Yes,
goes,
what
and then you goes into that Tanks Roll On refrain at the end. Every fist is going to be in the air, mate, when they play this live. Every voice is going to be screaming along. And Chase Mason, we're going to discuss the album when it drops very soon, but he sounds fucking inhumanly powerful on here, man. This,
proper mate.
it's such a brilliant track. So yeah, the first tune on this mixtape this evening had to be the opener, Gate Creeper, Caught in the Treads.
Can't think of a better way to start a mixtape than that, mate, really, to be fair.
Thanks, mate.
I picked for my track Begravement with Anaphylaxis.
Tune.
Yeah, they're a really good band, man. They're from St. Paul, Minnesota. Ryan Doomfrog constantly talks about them, so he holds them in really high regard, and I think they are definitely up there in the discussion for one of the best modern death metal bands. Only a young group of kids, really, but they play thrashy death metal, sort of like Morbid Angel, with like a load of other like influences thrown in. This song in particular is like 6 minutes. They cram so much material into the 6 minutes, mate. It's thrashy riffs. It's super technical. The vocals are very Black Dahlia Murder-esque as well.
Yeah.
And I quite like the fact that the lyrics are almost like they're very similar to sort of like the way Trevor would write.
Storytelling.
Yeah, like storytelling, like very like horror themed. So that was like something that was really like, familiar, close to the
Yeah.
heart. So there's wonderful tempo changes. It just goes from like breakneck pace to like there's a slow melodic passage in this song as well. Soaring guitar leads. It's unbelievable, mate. Grady Westling's drumming is absolutely fantastic. And then to top it off, you've got like a face melting solo, mate. So it's everything you want in a 6 minute song, but it just goes past in a flash, mate.
Yeah, it's a tune, mate, this.
Yeah, I thought that, they need a bit of sort of like light shined on them, I think,
Yeah, absolutely. It
to
hasn't
be
been a lot
honest.
of people talking about them, so
No.
hopefully, mate, this will get some ears on them.
Yeah, mate, definitely.
Good pick, son.
Cheers, bro.
Oh, good start. We've started with the modern. Now I'm going to take us back to the old school. Okay.
Primitive.
Malevolent Creation with Slaughter of Innocents.
Oh, yes, mate.
Malevolent Creation, for me, are one of those underrated bands. The Ten Commandments is got to be held up there as one of the greatest old school death metal albums. Sometimes it's not in, the obvious ones like your Entombed, your Obituary, Cannibal Corpses, etc. But the first sort of three, four albums this band done were fucking phenomenal, man.
Yeah, agreed,
You know
mate.
what I mean? Like Begraven, that thrashy death metal tone. Brett the Hitman Hoffman on vocals here, mate. Absolutely fucking nails it, mate. He's got such a great vocal tone on this track in particular. It just goes hard under 4 minutes. Everything about this whole album is just packed full of bangers, but Slaughter of Innocents just has that little bit extra of why Malevolent Creation were fucking awesome in those early 90s period.
It's got that classic 90s sound, definitely, though. It's
It, well,
just
it's our mate
sublime.
Scott Burns, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go, mate.
It's Scott Burns produced. That's why it sounds phenomenal. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's, they're such a great band. I think they follow us on Twitter as well because they're quite vocal on Twitter as
Yeah, they
well.
are very active, mate, so.
Very active. Yeah, such a great band. And I found it very good that we didn't pick the same, even, we didn't tell each other what bands we were going to pick for this new tape, but we still managed to steer clear
Yes.
and have our own bands, which was
Yeah.
incredible.
There were
Yeah, it was pretty
no
good. There were
crossovers, were there?
no, I couldn't believe it. So it was great. So yeah, a Malevolent Creation album definitely had to be in volume two, and this
Absolutely.
track shines of why Malevolent Creation are a fucking great death metal band. So yeah, Slaughter of Innocents is my pick.
Banger, mate. Well, I'm sticking with the classics then for this next one, boys, because I'm
Woo.
taking us back to 1996, an album that needs no introduction. None So Vile by Cryptopsy, and the track I've gone with Graves of the Fathers.
Oh.
Bro, this song goes in because it perfectly displays that mixture of obscenely fucking technical death metal and just outright knuckle dragging brutality. Like, if you that riff that kicks in at 50 seconds,
It's
and
fucking
you get it, like, if that riff doesn't make you just want to fucking stomp a hole in your wall. Like, I genuinely don't know what will. It's an absolute world beater, that riff. And then Def, it does one of our favorite things. That riff comes in at the end and it does a stop start,
Oh,
and it's just
mate.
a oh, get out of here,
They're the best riffs, mate.
get out of here. One of the best death metal performances of all time, it has to be, doesn't it, from Lord Worm
Yeah,
on this
God. Oh,
record.
gotcha. Yeah. Legendary. Finger legend.
Yeah, absolutely. the track sounds colossal. The whole album sounds colossal, but it's produced so well. Everything about this track is death metal perfection.
Yes.
And you know, None So Vile is held in the highest regard for a reason. So yeah, Graves of the Fathers from Cryptopsy is track number 4 on the tape.
Worldy, mate.
Thank you, bro.
So I'm going to take it back into the new school with 200 Stab Wounds, Hands of Eternity.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Real new school.
Real new school. A couple of weeks ago, yeah, it's dropped. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely the pinnacle, I would say, of the new modern death metal wave, I would say. Would you guys agree?
They're right up there, mate.
Like,
yeah,
I think they would be at the top, like, and that's no easy feat. But you know,
no.
They blend their sort of style of death metal. It's like kind of hardcore tinged. Everything they touch turns to gold.
Yeah.
You know, this is the opening track of their new record that's due to come out called Manual Manic Procedures, and it sort of starts off with that real eerie, doomy sort of intro, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of an 80s Metallica feel to it, definitely.
Yes.
That, like,
yeah,
that,
mate,
that intro.
Mate, it has.
You know, it's something that we weren't expecting. You know,
no,
it kind of came straight out of left field, and it just like flies straight into exactly what you'd expect, just a million miles an hour.
That's drum sound, mate. What's 200 Stab Wounds have, mate, is no one can touch it, mate.
They do a thing in here that we fucking love. When the guitar's cut out and it's just the drums and the bass.
Oh,
it
my God,
sounds
it's so good.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
My God, mate. Yeah, I mean, this is the only track that I could have picked because obviously the album's not out yet, but I'm sure the entire album will just be just as good as this, mate. This is a track just full of prime time riff-terial, mate, and it's an essential modern death metal band. So that's
Agreed.
It. 200 Stab Wounds, Hands of Eternity, mate.
Beautiful pick, Daz.
Beautiful.
Oh, mate. Right, the only thing we can do now is go to space.
Oh.
We're going to space with Nocturnus. It's the only thing we can do. We're going to space. Nocturnus. And the track I've picked is Arctic Crypt from the Sophocore album, Thresholds.
Trademark, by the way.
Yeah, trademark, yeah, trademark.
Yeah, don't fucking
give him a sticker. Give him a sticker. So, yeah. I mean, how do you follow the key? I mean, we've spoken about that album numerous times.
Great album.
You know, one of the best, you know. 2 years later, they come up with this, probably a little bit more streamlined, slightly better production, slightly more easier to listen to, probably. The track I picked, Arctic Crypt, is one of the biggies on here.
Yeah.
I mean, that bass guitar, man, on this is fucking prominent. He is doodling like a motherfucker, man.
On an extra sketch.
Oh, mate. Dan Izzo's vocals on here sound. He's got such a good vocal tone. That cosmic, you know, death metal sound, you know, even the new bands that are doing it now, you know, it's...
They owe a debt, Def, don't they?
They owe a debt, mate. You know what I mean? Nocturnus are probably, you know, one of the kings, you know, from Florida, and they're doing something... not really Floridian death metal bands are doing.
True.
You know, and they sort of went back in time here, you know. It's so, you know, just everything about, you know, the tempo changes, the breakdowns, you know, musically, it's just...
They were quite ahead of their time, I think, for that,
they were well
for
ahead,
that scene.
Mate.
As you said, like, you know, the Floridian scene was, you know, what we all know, but you
they
don't
went
often
different.
Think about that. They went well different, mate. They were...
I think that's why they stood out as well, because it wasn't your norm. It was
they're not really, you know, it's a shame really, because like, you know, those who know, but
they're all like a cult band.
Yeah,
I've got another
know,
one
like
coming
and
up.
Sometimes those cult bands are
a bit like Malevolent bigger. Creation to a degree.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Some as they hold a bit more of a tighter grip.
Yes, mate, absolutely.
So yeah, but
great album, mate.
Great album, great track, and who doesn't like going to space? I know
yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah.
Nocturnus, Arctic Crypt.
Without any of the bullshit as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, Daz, can we also trademark Etch a Sketch bass there, please?
Yes.
For future episodes. right, okay, so I'm sticking with the new school then. I'm not sticking with him. I'm going back to the new school for an album that dropped in 2022. the band of Phobophilic. The track I've gone with is Cathedrals of Blood.
Filthy bastard.
One of the best new death metal bands in the business. No question. They have that real old fucking school death metal sound to them. Like, for me, this is the track off that album as well. Like,
yeah,
it's got an irresistible groove, man, that suckers me in every time. Like, the riffs, the tempos are switching up constantly in here. Closes out with that slower, doomy, sort of crushing fucking sound to it. Uber deep gutturals from the center of the earth that we love. Be really interested to see, because obviously they've parted ways with the guitarist and the front man who was on this album. So really sort of intrigued.
Really? I missed that.
Yeah, he's gone, mate. From what I've read, one of the other guitarists is now the singer.
Okay.
Now front man, and they've got some new tunes written as well. From
what sick. That'd be interesting. So,
be interested to see where they go, but whatever it is, it will be of the highest fucking quality, because Phobophilic are a real, like, promising force in this genre. So yeah, had to get them in this mixtape, and Cathedrals of Blood, I think, is the tune that best represents what they do. So yeah,
nice,
banged it in, bruv.
Cool. So from one new school act to another new school act.
Ooh.
Sentenced to Die, Grinding Limbs to Stumps.
Oh yeah, man.
I mean, it was a shoe-in for me, man, you know.
Yeah.
Menacing vocals, really nice variation on the range. I think they're one of my favourite modern death metal bands for sure. Like, you know, Scott pinged this straight over to me as soon as it was done. Like, I was on his case like a year beforehand, man. Just like, fucking hell, when's it going to be done? But it's just like pure violence. There's like at 2:10, they sort of just come in with this like pocket rocket riffing.
Yeah, mate.
It's another one.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's
that,
just
please.
Like,
thank you very much.
Trademark that. At 1:29, everything stops. There's a sick little drum fill.
Yeah.
Everything comes crashing in again at 100 miles an hour. Long drawn out high pitched scream. And then like a little like massive twiddly solo to finish it off, man. But just got such a massive, bucket of hardcore swagger and stuff like mixed into this as well. And like, you know, I mean, there'd be people out there that's not their thing, but it's totally fucking my thing. So it's
same
gone
as
in.
That. Same as that, mate.
You know what I mean?
And that's a perfect, we have to cover all the facets of death metal here.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Absolutely.
And that hardcore tinge death metal is massive at the moment. So
exactly. If I can't swing my fist into someone, mate, like while listening to some riffs, what can you do?
Yeah. Exactly, mate.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Great pick, mate.
Cheers, man.
Right. Where are we going? We're going back to the fucking old school again. Oh,
down
my
to earth.
God. But this time we're going to the Kings, mate. Death with Forgotten Past.
Nice.
Come
lovely.
On,
absolute
mate.
Classic, lovely. That is.
My personal favourite track from Leprosy. I mean, it was, you know, my original pick, as you know, was Evil Dead from Scream Bloody Gore. And that's just a fucking gnar. That is proper like black metal tinge death metal, that track.
Yeah.
But going through, you know, the picks, and I was, something wasn't right. And I know, Daz, we had this conversation. It was on Twitter, wasn't it? There was a death conversation.
I was so happy.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? We spoke about Forgotten Past and pulled a plug and stuff like that. And I thought, I've got to go with that. That's my favorite. I said that was my favorite track.
Leprosy is the better album as well, in my opinion.
Oh, hands down.
Leprosy 100%.
It's the best, like one of the best death metal albums ever
Scream
made.
Scream Bloody Gore sort of set the bar.
Yeah, yeah,
Leprosy,
absolutely.
Leprosy, mate, showed.
That's the one.
How death metal was done.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly that.
And, you know, everything. I mean, I could have picked any of the tracks. Forgotten Past, though, just has everything. Riffs, the breakdowns, the catchiness. Chuck sounds fucking incredible on it. Everything about that 4.5 minutes is just why Death are regarded as one of the best death metal bands ever.
Ever. Yeah.
And
fucking,
I can't believe we didn't have a death track in the first volume.
You know what I mean? That's true. But we've got a lot of tracks in this one that we didn't have in the first one.
And I just felt, why not go with the best?
Mate, let's, too let's, right.
Too right.
So,
mate.
Yeah.
Fucking hear, hear, man.
So,
fucking
yeah.
Great pick that was, Def.
Yeah.
Forgotten Pass by
Fuck,
Def.
Yeah.
Had to be.
So, on that tip, then, we're going from one king to the king of all fucking kings, mate.
Oh.
I'm going, hey!
I like that.
We're going back to 2002, baby. Hate Eternal, King of All Kings.
Wicked.
It took me, Hate Eternal were one of the death metal bands that took me the longest to get into, because, like, when you first listen to this, it's kind of like a punishing assault, this.
Yes.
It's like a wall of riffs and blast beats that they kind of felt like almost impenetrable to me at the start. Like,
I know what you mean. It's like, you know, when you used to play like Street Fighter 4 and E Honda just used to smack you with a 100 hand slap and you could just never get out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's that one time you block it.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, I can beat you.
You fuck him up.
But you can't,
and that's
beat,
what,
can't beat this song.
No,
this,
God,
what,
no.
This is what this track does to you. Like, I'm fully in, mate. I just totally get the genius behind this. And if there is one man that's earned the right to fucking bellow, "I am the king of all kings," over and over again, it's Eric Brutan, isn't it?
Oh,
like,
mate. Yes.
He is the king of all kings. So it was only fitting. I was like, right, I've got to get a Hate Eternal track in. And when I was going through like that, I was like, well, that's the one.
The big standout, that one,
it's the big
for me
standout.
As well.
It's my favourite. Yeah. Favorite Hate Eternal album for sure.
We've had it. We've had it as a daily banger as well, haven't we? King of all kings.
Yeah, you picked it as well, didn't you?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
I am
the
king of all.
It's
it's unbelievable, man. So yeah, my pick. What track is that? Track number 10.
Yes.
Hate Eternal, King of All Kings, baby.
Nice, man. Do you reckon we'll get a new Hate Eternal record at some point?
I hope so.
I hope so, man.
I think he said that he is going to do another one.
He never runs out of riffs, does he?
Yeah, exactly.
He'll never run out of riffs.
So, talking about a band that never run out of riffs, mate, I have picked Necrot, Drill the Skull.
Oh, yes, Daz.
Drill the Skull.
Skull.
So, I mean, it's only just come out, isn't it, this Necrot album, but it just had to be in it because, as I mentioned on the roundup, it's a real stellar example of a great, not only a great death metal song, but an anthem. It's anthemic.
Yeah.
It sticks in your head. It's so exceptionally well written and executed. It just stays in your brain for months, weeks, months, maybe even the entire year. But we'll see when we get to December. But yeah, I mean, as you said as well, Jim, like the solos in this song and the entire album really that it's from just elevate the tracks to like heartwork level. Melodic death metal, man.
Yeah.
100%. The solos are incredible on this record.
You know, so it's a class song, and the entire album is like a fine silk, mate. So yeah, my pick, Necrot, Drill the Skull. Get that, Daniel Gregory.
Drill
or into
skull.
your skull.
Beautiful, mate.
So out of the skull, into the eye of Horus.
Oof.
We're going Decapitated with the Eye of Horus from their debut album. And fuck me, man. What a debut Winds of Creation was, man. Technical. We talked about Critopsy earlier. That technical death metal back in the day, mate. You can't do it now. I'm sorry. You just cannot do it. This album, again, this track in particular has... The guitars are so fast. There's that start-stop riffing, Jim, that we fucking love in it. The technicality in everything in this 5.5 minutes, just from this track, is insane. You literally got your mouth open thinking, how the fuck are they doing this?
They were like,
they're so young
15,
when they dropped this as well. Yeah
mate.
Like,
they were those, like fucking sixth form or something.
Mate, those but mate, this and Nihility, mate, is just these two albums, mate, are the golden generation, mate, of tech death.
Unbelievable.
Mate. It's ridiculous. And like I said, the Eye of Horus for me just stands out. Just everything of it has everything you want in a technical death metal album. And it just showcases how good Decapitated were. And even now, Decapitated, they've probably gone in a slightly different direction with their newer material, but they still got it, man. They still got those Decapitated stomps, mate, that no one else can fucking do, man.
Yeah, mate, they were untouchable, like, on this.
Like you said, yeah, teenagers, mate, writing this.
Yeah,
What the fuck were we doing?
We were
What were you doing?
We moving were around in GCSE music on a keyboard.
Yeah,
Dude,
that's it.
You're learning MIDI.
Jim, I played Happy Birthday. Yeah, I played Happy Birthday.
I've cracked EastEnders theme tune, Def.
Yeah. And they were right in the Eye of Horus.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Fuck you, get out of it.
So, yeah, had to decapitate that to be there, mate. Love this band. Love this album. Love
Awesome,
this
mate.
tune. Yeah. So, track 12, Decapitate
Oh,
the Eye of Horus. Wow. Nearly
right then.
halfway.
Lucky 13 then, boys. Daz, you mentioned 200 Stab Wounds as one of the pinnacle brand new death metal bands. I've got another one here for you. An album that track and an album that dropped in 2022. Undeath, Necrobionics is the
Nice.
track.
Watching.
One of the catchiest, most addictive, fun death metal tunes you'll ever wish to hear.
Yeah,
Like,
I agree.
that section that kicks in at 1:15 with the "I am mechanical ligaments, my natural connections to past lives," that groove with Alex's fucking unbelievably sick vocals
Yeah.
is that this track is why we love death metal. This track sums up everything we love about death metal.
Yeah.
The lyrics are fucking hilarious when you think about them.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's addictive.
I mean, they're certainly for me the modern band that embodies like death metal, you know.
They're my
They're just like fun
favorite, mate.
guys. They take the piss. Like it's funny, like, but exceptionally well written. Fucking,
And
it's
they
awesome.
love. It's all done out of pure love for the
Yeah,
genre,
pure
isn't
love,
it?
mate. Yeah, they're not taking themselves at any. There's no sort of seriousness at all.
None at all.
It's great.
The main riff on this is so infectious, man. You'll need fucking tetanus shots after hearing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
Of
well, yeah, it's just one of my
course, of
favorite.
antibiotics, mate.
One of my just absolute favorite death metal bands going full stop. So I had to be in
Yeah.
here, and Necrobionics was the tune that just jumped out to me, man.
Hell yeah, man. So we're going to rewind now again back to the old school because my next pick is a Dismember tune and I've gone with And So Is Life
Oh, what a track, mate.
from Everflowing Stream. But mate, what a track. You could have picked any track off of this album.
Yeah.
I could have picked any track off of the second album and I could have picked any track off of Massive Killing
There's no
Capacity, to
wrong
be honest with you.
choice. There's no wrong
There's
choice.
no wrong choice.
No.
But I went with this one because I think I really do feel like it was sort of like maybe not in absolutely not intentionally, but like there's a bit in here, right, at 1 minute 54 where like this riff kicks in and it's just like a blueprint for modern metalcore. If you go
Yeah.
back and listen to the song, 1 minute 54, like it's just like, and I was like, fucking hell, like, so that's, a lot of the stuff that I grew up with was very similar. I think when even there was a band I was in that wrote a riff pretty similar to that. So I was just like, holy shit, like
Such a massive influence
such a massive influence. Yeah,
without knowing
exactly.
it.
Without knowing it, mate. Yeah, exactly. And it's got like these the gospel choir little sort of atmospheric organ bit like 45 seconds in, but classic Dismember track. Always difficult to pick a song, as you know. So I just went with this one. It stuck out to me the most whenever I listened to this album. So
Such a tune, and the and so is life at the end is so, it's
oh,
so sick, isn't it?
mate, it's unbelievable. What a
Yeah,
fucking great band.
great band.
Had to be in here.
Had to be. Right, lads, we're on track 15. I've got in the new school. Well, sort
Hey,
of. Sort of.
yeah.
This track is from a new album from a couple of months ago. So the band's Brodequin and the
Oh,
track Maleficium, which
nice.
is a fuck, well, it's a mouthful, but it's a
Danny
fucking
Dolmio bringing
tune.
you the riffs.
Ooh, mate, in jars, mate. Proper jars, mate. Brutal death metal this time. And fuck me. I mean, like when we spoke about this on the Roundup show, I'd never heard of this band. But when this album got announced, everyone was saying, oh, it's about time, they're a sick band, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, where the fuck have I been?
Yeah, same.
I think we all were like that, but
Yeah.
that brutal, dying fetus-esque, slammy death metal, mate, fucking inject that into me, man. Because the whole album is heavy, it's insane, there's memorable patterns, even though it's at 1,000 miles per hour. It's just so catchy, man. And this track in particular, mate, it's just pure carnage. It just showcases how good this band are. And even after 20 years, mate, they still got the riffs, mate.
Oh,
Sound better than ever.
Oh,
Yeah, I did listen to
definitely.
the earlier albums. Yeah,
Same.
they've still got it, man. I know obviously
Absolutely.
things get in the way and why they people have these hiatuses and don't do stuff for a while, but what a band. What a
Yeah,
band.
great band.
I hope it continues with this 2 year cycle and not another 20 year cycle. Because I'll be fucking 64 nearly. I don't want to be 64 listening to this. You know what I mean? I want to be
With your stroller,
45,
mate.
lads. I want to be
Do, do, do,
45.
do.
I want more.
Went
But
to
yeah.
F64.
Oh God, still listening to Broderkin. So yeah, Broderquin, Maleficent is track 15. Get on
Got
it
it,
if you haven't
mate.
listened to it.
Right, Def, you took us to space earlier with a trailblazing band. I'm going to do the same here, pal, because
Yes.
I'm taking us back to 1991.
Oh
The band
yes.
are Atheist, and the track is Unquestionable Presence. So we've all been reading the Scott Burns book that our mate Doc, the most metal heart surgeon, incredibly gifted to all of us. So thank you again, Doc. You absolutely beautiful
Ridiculous.
human being. So I was, but I've just been reading. I was reading about this because obviously it's a Scott Burns produced record. Absolute fucking trailblazers, like you said with Nocturna, Steph.
Yeah.
They were so far ahead of the game. Like how this track is 33 years old and still sounds as
Oh,
like
it
it's
sounds
from the
amazing.
future
Yeah.
is.
This blew Nigel's skirt up as well, didn't it?
Yes, he just discovered them
Yeah.
recently, didn't he? Yeah,
Yeah.
it's fucking incredible. This got that Morris sound DNA all over it. God, I love that sound, man.
Yeah, can't
It's
beat
got
that.
those spacey, proggy guitars. It's got them mad solos, jazzy bass, almost too jazzy. in between, isn't it? Too jazzy?
Jazzy.
It's got them wicked synths in here, mad vocal effects that you're hearing now in death metal 30 odd years later.
Yeah.
They were doing it in the early 90s, man. Mental, so far ahead of their time. But given what it's also just fucking bangs this track. Like the main riff is so sick. Kelly Schaefer's vocals have got that almost 80s sort of
Yeah.
thrash feel to them that adds so much different flavor. If you've not heard Atheist Unquestionable Presence, I cannot recommend enough to go
It's a
back,
worldie. It's a
listen to
worldie.
that album. It's incredible. So yeah, I went with the title track. Atheist Unquestionable Presence was my pick there.
Nice, mate. So, my pick, I've gone. Well, I'll take you down below because we've been up above, close to the world below, mate. Immolation, close to a world below. That's
Great
my
pick, man.
pick.
Yeah,
Great
great
pick,
pick.
mate. You know, 8 minutes 30, the song is, all in all. So it's a lengthy one, but it's an absolute masterpiece. Slow building intro off of possibly this is their best record. This and Unholy Cult tied for me, really.
I would
What a battle that
for
would be, man.
me, yeah. I
Majesty and
would
Decay is mine, but I hear this is
Majesty and Decay is well
close is
high,
pro
mate.
close close is
Top three.
probably mine. Just
Yeah.
it's
So, I mean,
it's
this is nothing short of a classic. It's a classic.
Oh, God,
You know,
yeah.
you got Rob, Tom, Alex, and Ross just combined into a completely unstoppable force. The guitar tone's magnificent. The mix in general is pretty good. I prefer the mix on Unholy Cult, though, in all honesty, but just blistering and heavy. It's just so evil, mate. It will literally have Pazuzu entering your body, and like chuck, and you'll be chucking your guts up on your mum. So, you know,
This to me is like their Master of Puppets.
yes,
That
yeah.
long, epic, goes all over the place song structure wise.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? That's kind of what it reminded me of.
Yeah, man, it's just like proper intelligent riff work, isn't it? Songcrafting. So, and then you've got the eerie intro as well that like kind of ties it all together. So, one of the most intelligent bands in the game, still going really strong now. Essential listening. Immolation, close to a world below.
Brilliant pick, mate.
Great pick, mate. Right, I'm sticking to the new school and I'm sticking with one of our favorite current bands. and one of our mates, Celestial Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Swiveled eyed and gurning in the shadows.
Mate,
this is my favorite Celestial Sanctuary track.
Oh, is it?
The whole out the this album, it, when we've talked about it last year, it's fucking incredible. You know, from Soul Diminished to this, the step up is just incredible. But this track, I think, is it's got that sludgy feel. It's got that proper two-step stomp. It's got that real obituary feel about it.
Yeah.
I feel this track, yes. You know, it's, you know, the tempo slows and it goes then, you know, it goes quick. Something Celestial Sanctuary do so well. The little pinch harmonics as well, mate. I mean, fucking hell, man. I love pinch harmonics. And when they're just thrown in this, it's, oh, mate, it's a worldie, mate. And we had to have a Celestial Sanctuary track, mate. They,
of course.
You know, they're probably the biggest UK death metal band. They put UK death metal on the map.
Yeah.
You know, they're still going strong. You know, look at these gigs and who they're supporting. Yeah, they're massive bands. They're going on these massive tours. Mate, they're going up, mate. And we had to have this track. And yeah, this, you know, I can't wait for the next album, but this track in particular just showcases how good Celestial Sanctuary are, man, how good UK death metal is at the moment.
Yeah, true.
I'll see him with Suffocation soon.
Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect point.
Wicked.
Exactly.
So yeah.
And they sell sick hats as well.
Yeah. Yes, I haven't got mine, but yes, they do sell sick hats. So track 18, Celestial Sanctuary, Swiveled Eyed and Good in the Shadows.
Good.
Jimmy Hillin.
Jimmy Hillin.
So another kind of modern track here. I'm going back to 2022 again. What a good year that was for fucking death metal. Phobophilic, Undeath. And this one, Faceless Burial.
Oh, nice pick.
Yeah, man. We're going down under, mate.
Fucking A, mate.
Struth, mate. Equipoise Recast is the track that opened there at the foothills of Deloration, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A mind-melting, progressive, fucking boggler of a tune, isn't it? It's a death metal boggler,
mate. Yeah.
This is like that said with Immolation. So this is like it's a longer track. It's 6:08, but this has got more ideas in one song than some bands manage on a whole album. It's crazy. It twists. It turns. Leaves you scratching your head in places. There's like that beautiful fucking bit that comes in, dude, do, do, and it's got that wicked solo in there. A Faceless Burial are criminally underrated in my opinion.
Yeah, big time.
Why they're not spoken about more is absolutely beyond me. The musicianship is unreal on here. They're a three-piece band.
Yeah, it's insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. Like, you can listen to this song over and over, and you pick out new things every time. And it's the same with the album. And that is the sign of a fucking great death metal band. If you haven't listened to Faceless Burial, please go and check them out, because they have to be heard, man. And at the foothills of Deloration, if I was doing next year will be halfway through the decade. If I was doing a best death metal albums, this would be in there. Hands down, no question.
Do you prefer this over Speciation?
Yeah, I do now, mate.
Oh, nice. Sick.
I didn't at the start.
Yeah.
But the more I listen to this, I think this is superior in every way, honestly. I do.
It's another album I've got to queue up.
Yeah.
I'm just queuing up all these albums, mate.
Yeah, same, mate. Our next week roundups are going to be fucking just full of death metal, aren't they now?
Yeah, just loads of albums we've already covered.
Yeah. Oh, no, nice. I mean, you know, like that's 5x5s.
Oh, yeah.
It's all going to be death metal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course it will, mate.
But yeah, Equipoise Recast is my pick there. Brilliant track.
Wicked, man. My next pick is, I don't even know how to say the name, really. I think it's pronounced Perennolith.
Yeah.
Perennolith?
Yeah,
how
I
do
think
you say
so, mate.
Perennolith?
I was Perennolith.
Perennolith sounds.
Yeah. So we'll just go with that. That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
So collectively, we'll go with that. Conquering Divinity is the track that I've picked, which is the opener for the sensational Desolate Endscape record, which a lot of people hold in very high esteem. You know, probably one of the best death metal albums of the last decade, I would say.
Oh,
And
blimey,
so
mate.
would a lot of other people, whether you're one of them or not, who knows? But give this track a go, mate. It's definitely one of the finest death metal records of the last decade. Song starts off with a few slow rings out. It sounds like someone's like calling a toast with a bit with a spoon on a wine glass, you know, like
Oh, sick.
ding, ding, yeah, and it just cascades straight into this
That's a
fucking
sick analysis.
mate. It's like the
That is a
sickest,
great
like, it's the
analysis.
sickest fucking shit, man. There's just like fucking full of riffs,
Toast.
mate. Yeah, it's like just someone's calling a toast. David Tortured Dodd, who is the vocalist of Undergang, is the vocalist of
Oh,
this
wicked.
band,
Okay.
and yeah, so you know. Fucking hell. So that's what you're setting up against. But, you know, some
Yeah.
of Denmark's finest riffs. There's a riff at 2 minutes 50 on here that will have you fail any try not to headbang challenge. You know, you see those stupid fucking challenges on
Yeah,
YouTube, but
yeah, yeah.
if they had this song in here, they'd be fucked. So, you know, definitely get on this. You guys should definitely hear this record if
I've
you haven't
got it.
checked it out.
I've got it queued up for the week, mate.
Mate,
I
it
did
is
the one that
fucking sick.
did one drop. Was it 22 as
Yeah,
well?
Chimera.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
this fucking pisses all over that.
That's what I
This
heard,
pisses
mate.
all
That's
over
what
that.
I've
I wouldn't
read. So.
even. Yeah, I mean, it's a good album, but fuck that off. This one is the king.
Right, I'm
So,
jumping on this week, mate. I'll give
yeah.
you the review.
Yeah, give us the review. Have you done it,
Yeah.
Def?
No, I haven't. I'm going to queue this one up,
Yeah,
man.
cue this up, mate. I'm very keen
Like
to
I
hear your
said,
thoughts.
the Chimera, it didn't really. It was.
It was a bit weird, that Chimera one. I think a
Yeah.
lot of people were kind of just like felt a little bit
I don't know.
shortchanged, perhaps, because I
Yeah,
think a
mate.
couple of the songs were like reworked demos that they released on EP or
Yeah. Okay.
something. And they were kind of just like, oh, this is kind of a
Yeah, I'm
bit
going to get
like
on this. I'm going to
shit.
get
But
on this one.
yeah,
Yeah,
still
same, mate.
great. But this one definitely superior in every aspect, in my opinion. So
Quality.
yeah, Perennilith, Conquering Divinity. That's my pick.
Lovely, mate.
Penultimate pick, even.
Yes.
Oh, well done, Daz. Right, so my pick
All the
21.
peas.
My
Another pee, please, Bob.
pee, Bob.
Oh,
Well, hey, you can have an eye full of maggots, mate, from me. Because that's where
mate.
we're going next, mate.
Oh.
We're going to
Italia.
my Italian cousins from Caserta, Fulci, with the track Eye Full of Maggots from definitely a top 20 death metal album for me, Tropical Sun.
Go on, yeah,
That
mate,
is a
definitely.
fucking worldy of an album, man. It's ridiculous. I picked Eye Full of Maggots because it's the peak track of how a vocalist should sound on a death metal album and how you drum on a death metal album, because it's just fucking controlled insanity for like the 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's got slow tempo, it's fast tempo. The drums just punch through your headphones, your speakers,
Your
and
face,
your face.
your
Yeah,
eyes,
your eyes.
your
Yeah.
maggot.
Your maggots. Yeah, it's fucking, they are such a talented band.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and that, they do all this synthy work. I love the fact that they follow the Lucio Fulci movies, the classic zombie films
Yeah.
from like the 70s and 80s. It's a great theme to have. They've slowly sort of moved on from that in sort of the last releases with the more synthy sort of Italian cop drama style. I'm not a fan of it, I would admit. I hope they do go back to this brutal,
On Exhumed
slammy dip.
Information, we had that discussion, didn't we? The
We did.
songs 1 to 6 are fucking amazing,
Oh,
absolutely amazing. But then after
yes.
that, second half full synth wave.
I
I haven't got the
understand.
time for it, but
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I
I hope
understand.
they
Meld the two
Yes,
together into
properly, properly
some little cool
meld.
interludes would work well. Like little 30-second interludes, maybe, like would be sick. But mate, they're on $20 bin next, so
Mate,
whatever is coming out is.
it's gonna be fire,
I
mate.
was just about to say, I cannot fucking wait
Oh
for
my
that
God.
album to
That's one of my
drop
most
into the inbox, mate.
anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
They're one of my favorite bands.
I can't wait for the
I
artwork
can't.
reveal. I can't wait for it all, mate.
Everything. Yeah.
Give it to me now,
They're gonna come back,
please.
mate. They're gonna come back in a big way, mate.
Oh, big time. Big
They're
time.
gonna take our eyes out, mate. Honestly. Fucking hell. So yeah, Fulci had to be on here. Eye Full of Maggots had to be on here. Gotta listen to it.
Lovely, mate.
Italia, Italia.
Italia. Italia. Right then, my final pick then. I'm taking us back to 1993. One of the most overlooked, underrated death metal bands in human history. Edge of Sanity are the band. The track I've gone with is Lost. So this is the brainchild of mastermind, fucking legend, Dan Swanö.
Yeah, man.
Progressive, melodic, forward-thinking death metal. It's a fucking... It's actually a beautiful song, this. Edge of Sanity are a band that I've heard of. I remember Trevor Sterner wearing the shirt and seeing the logo and thinking, oh, sick. And it took me a while to dive into their back catalogue, but I've been going through one album a week recently. What a fucking band they are. This track has got like this mid-paced stomp and swagger to it. It's almost death as well. It's got a real like... it's like a melancholic yearning feel to it that will remind you of like early Paradise Lost in places.
Yeah.
Swanö's vocals are so commanding on here, man. He is such a great, great vocalist. Honestly, if you haven't heard Edge of Sanity before, dive in right from the start, because they're a band that have shifted and changed sounds and progressed. And there's so much to dive into with Edge of Sanity, but Lost is such a brilliant, brilliant track. And I had to put it here right at the end because it feels like a real good way to close out my sort of pick. So, yeah, man, if you haven't gotten this from 1993, again, another trailblazer, I think, in death metal, Edge of Sanity, and Lost is the name of the track.
Shame.
Great idea, Jim.
Thank you, bro.
I will add on to that with my pick, which is kind of Shula's pick.
Oh,
kind of as well. Like, because I was just like, I want to put in a Suffocation song, but I was like, I could pick a lot of Suffocation songs. So I got in touch with the man himself.
Oh, quality, and I was
like,
mate.
Shula, like, what is your favorite Suffocation song? Now, you were talking about closing out the mixtape with, you know, the album closer sort of type feel. So he's only gone and picked an album closer, only off of Souls to Deny, which is Tomes of Acrimony is the song.
Quality, mate.
Absolute fucking tune, mate. You know, it's an absolute worldie. And as I said, what a closer to a wonderful album. The lead work's always exceptional. You know, what more can you
say? It's suffocation.
And Shula knows, exactly. You know, double S.
Huge groovy breakdowns. Terrence is ripping shit up. And at 3 minutes 50, it kind of slows down the vote. It's got this really weird, like, and just straight into the blast beats. And good. Suffocation, mate. Tomes of Acrimony. Shula's the king.
That's just like when the batteries on your Walkman started to run out on the school bus on the way home. That's how it sounds,
it is,
mate.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's so sick, man. What a fucking album. And what a fucking closing track as well. It's absolutely unbelievable. Brilliant. Absolutely unbelievable. What a band. Had to be in this edition of the mixtape, mate. Suffo.
Has to. They'll probably be in volume 3 as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I end it for now. So it's my actual final pick. And I thought, we've been crazy for the 23 tracks. I'm going to calm it down. You know, I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to go for it. You know, something melodic, very peaceful.
I'm going to put my foot down.
I'm going to put my foot, you know, something very peaceful, melodic, until we get into that final track.
Squeezing the brakes, Steph, aren't you?
Squeezing the brakes, mate. So track 24 for me is Vomit Forth with Predatory Savior, which is probably the heaviest track on Seething Malevolence. It's the track before last, and it is literally a punch in the fucking throat for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Vomit, that when they come out, mate, this album is just as everything. It's got that grindy, bludgeoning, heavy, just fucking chaotic sound to it. Predatory Savior in that 3 minutes is all of that.
Yeah.
Crammed into that. And it's just, there we go. That's not the final track, but you're going to fucking get battered to shit before we end on Pierce Keenan Floor. You know what I mean?
So it's sick live as well, man. I'm so glad I managed to catch him.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him.
Really
man.
good.
Yeah, yeah. Vomitful. Yeah, I mean, again, another favourite of ours.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
wait for their new stuff. I mean, yeah. This was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, soon,
yeah.
mate. I think they're going to drop a single in the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
sick, mate. Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait, mate. We need new Vomit Forth, mate.
Definitely an album this year.
What a year.
100%.
The year that keeps on giving, bro, isn't it?
Yeah, keeps giving, mate. Keeps giving. And if it's anything like this track, mate, then fuck me. Forget that list, mate.
Forget about it.
Vomit Forth, Predatory Savior. What a way to nearly end the mixtape.
So for the final track, track 25, we put our heads together and we came up with a combined final track. Def picked it, and me and Daz were instantly like, well, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. It is. And what a fitting way
perfect,
to end
isn't
this.
It?
We're going back to 2005, the legends that are Bolt Thrower, when Cannon's Fade is the track.
Oh, perfect.
And it had to close this track because it closed the book.
Yes,
one of the most influential death metal bands of all time.
Yeah. Man.
There was nothing else. When
yeah,
I
it
went
was perfect,
searching, it was the first band I went to the album, and it was like, it's fucking, there it is.
Yeah.
It has to be. Just the name of it and just how it plays out at the end.
Oh.
It's the perfect ending to an album and to a mixtape, because it just keeps playing and it's just lowering, 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 lowering. That's how you want it to end, mate. Perfect.
Tell me there's anything more poignant than the way that track fades out with just Martin Cairns' drums.
Yeah.
Because obviously we know, like, he sadly passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the last music you ever hear for Bolt Thrower is to be his
drums.
His drumming is like, it couldn't be a more perfect end to that band. Like, everything Bolt Thrower was brilliant as is in this track, isn't there? Wicked riffs that stick in your head. It's got that steamroller groove. Carl's unmistakable vocals.
Yeah.
Just
perfect.
Perfection.
Perfect.
The whole album's perfection. This tune is perfection.
Yeah.
This
mixtape's not far off it,
fucking hell. There's plenty on here, man. There's plenty on here.
Yeah, we'll get this up for everybody, won't we? The old mixtape.
I've done the Spotify playlist. Dave, you can bang an Apple one up.
I'll do an Apple one, mate. Yes, mate.
Yeah, and we'll get the links to the playlist in the description. We will 100% be doing a volume 3 of this.
Yeah, well, I said in the group chat, we should definitely do this once a year. A mixtape once a year.
Death metal you can easily do once, because there's so much shit coming out, and we're discovering classics all the time. So there's an abundance in there of, like, and Def, you said in that conversation, about Fulci would be in your top 20 death metal albums of all time. We're going to have to do that at some point.
Yeah.
I know it's pain. We put ourselves through this pain.
But the thing is, a lot of them write themselves, don't they?
They do.
A lot will write themselves in, I think.
They will. But like I've, over the last few years, Edge of Sanity, Atheist, all these bands that I've discovered.
They're knocking on the door, mate.
Knocking on the door, bro. I'm telling you. And all this new shit that's coming out. There'll be some new albums that be in the mix as well.
Yes,
for me, so
yes.
We'll have to do that at some point.
Yeah,
maybe we'll cop out and just do a round table instead, where we'll get loads of albums.
That's always the cop.
Depends how brave we feel.
Now everyone knows our secret now. If we ever do a round table, they're like, they're fucking cheating.
They're fucking not doing
a list. They just fucked it. Yeah, they can't be bothered to do it. They're just taking the easy way out.
Mate.
No regrets.
I've listened to this playlist so many times now. It's so sick.
It is sick.
Honestly, we hope you guys like enjoy it, and let us know what mixtapes you'd like us to do in future as well. We've got black metal on the table. We're gonna do we're gonna revisit this idea, definitely. We've got labels we want to do, like 20 bucks bin and stuff as well. So
mate, we're always fucking grinding, mate. We've got ideas. We come up with about 8 or 9 ideas a day, mate.
Yeah. Just coming out the yin yang, aren't they?
You know, we're just a machine.
Ideas machine, mate.
Just brainstorming like Charlie Day in It's Always Sunny, mate.
That's us. That is. It's true, mate. That's our WhatsApp conversations. Are literally
with riffs.
A whiteboard.
Oh, I've got a sick idea.
Whiteboard of riffs. Whiteboard of riffs. Yeah.
Definitely, mate. So, let us know what would make your death metal mixtape. We always want to hear that shit.
Yeah,
Twitter,
we do. Yeah.
Twitter at BangersP, Instagram, Facebook. TikTok, Bangers and Mosh Podcast. Just search that up. You'll find us there. But until next time, party on, dudes.
Party on, dudes!